A strong biblical foundation is the baseline for Christian growth. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to build on principles from God's Word.
And I'm just saying, all of us need to be willing to be tuned up spiritually in order that we might continue to run the race that God has given to us. And if you do come to a place where something's bugging you and you're angry and you see a person and you have these negative thoughts, I'm telling you, that displeases God.
Spiritual discipline sounds great in theory, but putting it into practice takes time and determination. In our series, Building Below the Baseline, Pastor Chappell illustrates the importance of building the part of life that no one else sees, but God. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Our churches and homes today need Christians willing to build their lives on eternal truth rather than worldly trends. Our series today is designed to give us practical lessons that will help us pursue a life marked by biblical wisdom. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called Building Forgiveness.
If we're going to avoid the cracking below the baseline, we must reject Satan's temptation to let the sun go down on our wrath. We must reflect biblical grace and edify people, even people that bother us. We must refuse to grieve the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity that lives within us. He cannot cohabitate with anger and clamor and bitterness and still empower you to witness and to parent and to be the Christian that you're supposed to be. And then fourthly, we must reflect the Savior's forgiveness. Perhaps most importantly tonight, if we're going to avoid bitterness, we're going to have to forgive. Look at verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. It's the issues below the baseline that have to be dealt with in our hearts. We must deal with these, or it's going to be another church and another church and another marriage and another marriage and another incident and another blow up and another arrest and another pill and another bottle. We've got to learn how to appropriate God's grace in difficult situations. So how do we reflect the Savior's kindness? Well, first of all, he says in verse 32, be ye kind one to another and tender-hearted, having strong inward compassion, putting ourselves in someone else's shoes. A lot of times people that bother us have real issues in their life and hurtful issues and different backgrounds. Sometimes people will come to me and they'll say, I'm going to tell you about that person right there, what they did that just bothered me. It was mean. It wasn't right. And sometimes if the Lord allows me, I'll share with them something going on in their life. I'll never forget the time that the couple came up to me years ago, and we'd had a man visiting our church, and this couple that was in the church prior came up, and they said, look, the church is growing so much, and people aren't very friendly, don't even realize who we are and what all we've done. And said, take a look at that man, for example, right over there. He has never even spoken to us. He has never even looked at us. And I remember telling that couple, I'm so sorry to let you know, but that man is blind. And I'm telling you that some of the things we get exasperated about, if we had the mind of God and the understanding of everything that's going on, it's embarrassing that we let ourselves get exasperated about it. Again, instead of taking a little thing and make it bigger, why don't we take that and just, by the grace of God, shrink it down? Did you know you'd need less appointments or marriage counseling? Or appointments with the boss or the principal or whoever you need to vent this with. And there's times when we have to deal with those things. But did you know a lot of those things can be dealt with right here or right in your family devotions or right in your own heart? You see, we serve a kind Savior. How many of you are thankful for that? I mean, how many of you are glad that God doesn't every day give you what you deserve? I mean, I'm thankful that he's long-suffering. Amen. We serve a kind Savior. And secondly, we serve a forgiving Savior. And this is such a great verse. Notice, forgiving one another. And someone says, well, I just can't do that. All right, read the rest of the verse. Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And this is what I've heard over the years in counseling. I can't forgive him. He doesn't deserve his forgiveness. Okay? When Jesus Christ shed his blood for you, did you deserve that? Yes or no? Did you deserve that? No. Grace is undeserved favor. And we're commanded to forgive others as God forgave us through Christ. Simply stated, there should be not one person that you cannot forgive in this world today. They may not be your favorite person all the time, but you should not harbor bitterness towards that person based upon the grace of Jesus Christ. Forgiving, which means to pardon. Forgiveness is me giving up my right to hurt you for hurting me. Forgiving even as God, the same way God, for Christ's sake, forgave us. What did Jesus say as he was there on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Romans 12, 21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. One author said, learn to write your hurts in sand and to carve your blessings in stone. I have a book in my office. It's called My Blessing Book. And I'm telling you, we've had so many blessings at this church. We've had days where we've seen dozens saved and baptized and funds raised for buildings and 12 new missionaries. I mean, just days. And when we have those days, I put in that book the blessings of God. I just write them down. Now, I've perhaps had an equal number of disappointments. Days of disappointment. Days when you're like, no way, really? Difficult days. Dozens of funerals and just difficult days. But I'm going to tell you something. The days that I write down are the blessed days of God. And I read them and I rehearse them. And you ought to remember the blessings and count your blessings every day. Martin Lloyd-Jones was a British expositor who wrote a lot about preaching. But he said, whenever I see myself before God and realize something of what my blessed Lord has done for me at Calvary, I am ready to forgive anybody anything. I cannot withhold it. I do not even want to withhold it. And I don't know what it might be that's bothering you. I don't know if it's some preacher 50 years ago, you know. Your parents made you go to bed at 9 o'clock, whatever. If you'll look at the cross and remember what Jesus did for you, you should be able to forgive them. Now look at right here. If there's somebody that you're not forgiving tonight, it's a willful choice of yours. And if you want to choose to have bitterness and to be the wilting flower personality and the one that is always frustrated or upset, or if you want to live that way, you can, but God has a better way. And his way is always the way of forgiveness. And that's how you avoid the cracks in the baseline. I have a devotional guide that I use, and I put some of this material also in the Stewarding Life Journal that we published a few years ago. But there's some decisions that I've made over the course of my life. Many of them have been made right at preaching times. Just decisions I wrote in my Bible, and then later I've transferred to a document that I use in my devotions and things that I read every single day, things I try to remind myself. For example, to die to self, to be filled with the Spirit, to have the wisdom of God. And in a particular section of that devotional book, there are some things that I wrote down to try to avoid the trap of bitterness. One of the things I wrote down is to avoid unnecessary divisions. Years ago, Dr. Hudson wrote a book called Unnecessary Divisions, and it was written to pastors. I think if you've been here any length of time, you know that I'm not afraid, if God leads me, or ashamed to stand up for the right issues and to stand, and having done all to stand, stand. By the same token, I don't want to jump into every single issue or battle just for the sake of a fight. And I want to pray for wisdom. Is this my flesh? Is this my issue? Is this just something that I did just for the fight? I want to avoid unnecessary division. You don't want to become a Christian that's always up in arms about something. I wrote down, secondly, I want to be willing to be taken advantage of. Did you know that sometimes in life and in the ministry, it's just not fair? And you give and you give and you give, and maybe you lead someone to the Lord, or maybe you lend somebody some money, or maybe you help and disciple. And for that, you might get criticized. You might get worse. But if you're going to be a faithful minister over the decades, you have to be willing to let that happen. And though it hurts and stings, you have to give that back to the Lord. You have to get back up and still love people again the next day. And the next day. And the next day. You say, well, you know, I'll put my kid at the teen camp, but the first time there's a problem with that Jones kid, then we're pulling out. You're perhaps missing a point, giving your child the opportunity to grow in grace earlier rather than later in their life. And sometimes in life, if you're going to be in the ministry, you're going to be taken advantage of. I wrote down in my devotional book, to forgive as Christ forgave. To forgive as Christ forgave. Look, life is too short. Life is but a what? Vapor, okay? I don't know. I don't know how many years we get on this life. I don't know what the average is today. Maybe it's 72. But I don't want to spend 4 or 5 of those being mad at someone. Life's too short. Forgive as Christ forgave you. I wonder tonight, are you a cultural Christian that knows how to look and knows what to say at all the right times, or are you a spiritual Christian who actually practices forgiveness, who literally walks in the Spirit and gives grace? I wonder tonight, are there some cracks in your foundation that you need to come tonight and repent and confess to the Lord? You've been frustrated at this. You've been angry at this. You've been bitter at this. And I want to challenge you to practice the forgiveness of God in your life tonight. Reject Satan's temptation to hold on to it. Reflect biblical grace when you experience it. Refuse to grieve the Holy Spirit by remaining angry at someone. And reflect the Savior's forgiveness, forgiving others even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You say, well, my husband, my ex-husband, and boy, when you start to say it, your visage changes. And you can live your life thinking that that's how every relationship is, or that's how every man is, or that's how every situation is. And you can ruin the joy, the journey of joy that God wants for you. Let me challenge you tonight. Don't ruin tomorrow by living in yesterday. Paul said, putting those things which are behind me and pressing forward to those things which are ahead. May I challenge you tonight, avoid bitterness at the baseline, whatever the cause. I know you've been hurt. You can't live in this world without being hurt. You can't do anything about that, but you can do something about your response. And your response should be a response of grace.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.